My daughter explains the new world. It cannot be found in the dreams of men, she says, holding her hands up as if to say that experiment has ended. If men want to exist in the new world, she adds, directions must be translated for them. Like code? I ask. Like a gift, she says. The new world has a bakery. When people don't have money, they eat the same cinnamon bread as the people who have money, and no one goes live to ask whether it's fair. There's a library. It is just like the libraries of this world, except the librarians are finally lions. Without using my hands or voice, I applaud her emphasis on the word finally. When I ask where the new world is, she says it travels. It has to, she says. It appears only for those who need it most, and only when their lives here are no longer habitable. I try to put my finger on the moment we began discussing war and death. In the new world, she says, peace isn't always a metaphor for death.